Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Cat lovers and feline friends, it's time for Adele Park's Quirky Catnips.
When they go around the Thanksgiving table and ask what you're thankful for, do you pipe up and say, "My cat"? If so, that's the pilgrim's way, my frenetic feline friend. Never mind the haters who will shun this answer because you didn't say something pious like, "I'm so thankful for my health." Actually, these two things are one and the same. Studies show cat owners are 30% less likely to die of a heart attack or stroke than non-cat owners, thus proving cat haters can take those hairballs and shove them where the turkey stuffing don't shine. And oh, by the way, cat owners are also smarter than those who are feline-free. A 2010 survey by the University of Bristol found cat owners are more likely to have college degrees than people into hot diggity dogs. A 2014 study with college students in Wisconsin backs up this data that cat owners lean on the intelligent side, something I've been arguing for years. However, the study concluded this was more likely because brainiacs tend to work longer hours, so owning a cat rather than a dog makes more sense because they require less work. The pilgrims who came over on the Mayflower were certainly smarty pants. Cats were welcomed aboard this love boat to keep the rodents from supping on the chow in their larder. Ditto for when they landed at Plymouth Rock and began to literally carve out their lives in the new world. Cats were especially helpful with rooting out the squirrels who were snacking on their freshly planted cornfields. By comparison, the dogs roaming around at this time had to have their forepaws tied together to keep them from digging up the fish planted with the corn. So really, who's the smart ones here? Cats are carnivores by nature, but don't just toss them a turkey bone and think they'll be around for Thanksgiving next year. For starters, bones can splinter and get stuck in your pet's throat or digestive tract. Even worse, a turkey carcass may harbor salmonella, which can lead to issues you likely won't be thankful to deal with. Some cat experts claim even a slice of turkey is ill-advised, as it can potentially lead to pancreatitis. If you're really grateful to have a cat in your life and insist on treating them this Thanksgiving, give them something they can really sink their teeth into, the hand that feeds them. Love goes a long way during the holidays, and it doesn't have any calories. Happy Thanksgiving, kitties! Meow! In the mood for a killer audiobook? Quirky Killers by Adele Park is the story of a serial bride who sends her husbands to heaven in a hurry. Too bad the cops don't see the humor in this and arrest this woman who is just trying to make sure everyone gets to meet God. Quirky Killers. Get it today on audible.com. You'll die laughing.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.